I felt very foolish because someone told me that she was cheating on me. And I changed it for the guy. And he was my guy. I did not know he was being honest. I'm like, okay, this is my babe. You can't be telling me that she's cheating on me. You don't have evidence. I remember I smuggled my phone in. So I'll be texting her. Because of her, I was doing a lot of foolish things. Someone has sent me a sex tape from that day. One of my guys. And this one is not, it's not the one that, you know that, okay, she was not fully involved in this thing. Mushy the ride. That's Megan Thee Stallion type shit.
What's up, guys? You're welcome back to your favorite midnight podcast show, The Midnight Shayo Show with Zumnan. And we're back again with another banger. Before we start, I'd like to start by appreciating every single one of you for your listening, for your streams, for your followership and everything. You know, it really, really exceeded my expectations and I hope it will continue to increase as we go on. We'd like to hear from you guys, so please keep the conversations going, follow us and keep streaming, keep here. You can suggest whatever you have on your mind, a topic you like to hear, a guest you like to see, whatever it is, please suggest it to me or to the platforms, whatever you feel is best. So today I'm in a new studio and I have some very special guests that I'm going to be leaving to introduce themselves.
Okoro, Ogunsi,
Blue.
And today we're talking about guys' expectations in relationships. So we'll just start with what are some of your expectations from girls?
Okay, so it's Okoro right now. And Omo, to be very honest with you, if you enter a relationship, no girl expectation. Because you'll break your heart. Like, that's the beginning of you breaking your own heart, man. Enter a relationship on vibes. Enter a relationship to grow with someone. But anything that you're shooting for the stars, man, prepare for the worst. Or have it at the back of your mind that it will actually cast and you chop that breakfast.
Okay, so what's our expectation in relationships here? Yeah? I think we just expect for that person to be your person. That's just the truth. As long as you're my person and you don't make me feel like, okay, I'm the one forcing it. No other. We're all good. And especially when it comes to, let's be real, in relationship there are doings. So if it comes to doings now, for example, if you're making it look like, okay, I'm the only one, me, myself, I'll just pack my load. I can't be looking like some kind of predator. You feel me? Exactly.
Okay, do you feel like in this time, it's worth it to be in a relationship? Like, what's your take on being in a relationship?
Well, not really. Just wait for marriage, I swear.
Personally, Sha, it's what it is. It depends on your intentions of entering that relationship. Not your expectations, your intentions.
What are your own intentions?
I don't have pure intentions. My intentions are strictly
sexual.
Not strictly sexual. Baby me, of course. It's not strictly sexual, but more they do bad thing from time to time. Exactly. They will come reason our lives later. You understand?
But then if it's like that, then you can. That means not what they've been having the title. Because there are some people.
Yeah,
if it's bad things, you just get sneaky link. You run that stuff. Me personally, normally, yeah, I don't do relationships, but like I can be with someone. I don't know if you get. Like, it doesn't have that title because most times, whenever there's a title to it, like, the girls start acting weird. Girls start acting weird. All of a sudden, the conversations change from, like, the vibe you had before to, have you eaten? The fuck are you asking me, have I eaten? If I want to eat, I'm grown, I'll eat if I want to eat. I know this kind of stuff. So, if it's intention that's like that, yeah, I'm all, it's not worth it at that point. Exactly. No, wait till you marry. There's one babe like this. I told you about it. Nah, I'm seeing myself.
Okay. Okay, what is your best relationship experience and your worst?
Make I just start with my worst, cause I swear I no get best. Kai.
You're a deceiving
spirit. Marine spirit, my guy. My worst experience in relationship was when she broke up with me and she started pounding my best friend. Well, not even him pounding her.
She pound them. Okay, best really. Let me start with my worst because I think most of them have been very bad. Okay, so I was in SS2. I was in a boarding school in Anambra State. She was in Anambra State. So we really used to see each other during holidays, you get. And I used to tell everybody about this babe because I'm the kind of guy that is very vocal about my relationships. I don't hide it. Like, I'm with this girl. You need to know I'm with this babe. You get. And I felt very foolish because someone told me that she was cheating on me. And I changed it for the guy. And he was my guy. I did not know he was being honest with me. I swear. And I changed this for this guy and we stopped talking. We just recently started talking, self. And this was about 3 years ago that this thing happened, though. And, okay, I'm like, okay, this is my babe. You can't be telling me that she's cheating on me. You don't have evidence. So one day I was in school. I remember I smuggled my phone in, so I'll be texting her. Because of her, I was doing a lot of foolish things. Someone has sent me a sex tape from that day. One of my guys. And this one is not, it's not the one that, you know, that, okay, she was not fully involved in this thing. Moshi the Ride, that's Megan Thee Stallion type shit. Like, I still have the video, self, my Google archives, I swear to God. It's still on my phone.
My best, yeah. You know, most of the time, it's normally all these little things that... So I had ulcer, yeah? And then for, like, because of the condition, I didn't want to leave where I was. And then she was there, and then this was, like, in the afternoon, so I'd already finished, like, 2 o'clock break. So majority of us had spent our money and stuff. So the babe now went to actually hustle from guys. And when she did that, yeah, she now got me something to eat, and I was like, wow. And this was, yeah, exactly. My worst. Do I really have a worst? Normally, I'm the blessed. No, but me, I have my bad moments because it just depends on how I see some certain things and like how they say it as well. You get? Like, I'm straight up honest. Like, I can tell you this is when we'll probably break up. This is the termination of it. And most people be like, why would you do that? But like, it's just the fact. Like, prepare yourself. You get?
I think my best, why the best? My best would probably be my first one. There was this babe we met during lockdown. And we're in Lagos. That time I was living in Lagos. I was living in Ikoyi. And we were meeting each other at the supermarket because that was the only place you could actually meet people at the supermarket every time. We used to link up there. Then every time my father would ask me, where are you going to? Is this supermarket I'm going to, bro? I can go to the supermarket 3 times in a day because of this babe, man. And when in the night we watch SpongeBob together, that SpongeBob 1, 2, 3 marathon, yeah. Watch it together over the phone. Yeah. I'll be analyzing this shit. Well, then save me, Sha. But Sha, I think I enjoyed the most of it. And it's not like we ended up on bad terms, but she blocked me, Sha. She blocked me because she said she felt like she might come back. If you want to come back, you come back. It's not the one you block me. I pray you listen to this podcast, though. You know yourself.
I will share this with you.
Sorry for the breaking transmission. I know you're enjoying this episode so far, so don't forget to leave us a follow on your streaming platform, either Apple Music or Spotify, and turn on notifications so that you'll be the first to be notified when a new episode is dropped. Thank you. Enjoy. Okay, so now what are like some of your red flags, like icks, like things that girls do that you don't like or you don't find attractive?
Mine, I won't say it's a red flag, it's just preference. Like, I don't like loud girls. You're too loud, it's like, yo, calm down. You get? Because funny enough, like, even if you're like trying to have a serious conversation, it just becomes something casual, flimsy out of it. And then minus that, if I don't really care about that best friend stuff, so I don't really have much red flags. It's just preference. I won't go for someone that I don't like. Exactly. You get? So there's no like red flag. If you don't have the whole package or something, or like you're not manageable within my range, then I won't simply go for you.
More red flags in girls, red flags, like red flags. I don't think, preferentially, I don't have many. I think the only one is people that ruin my cruise when I'm high. Like, if you're coming out with me, you say you want to follow me and do what I'm doing, don't spoil my cruise.
don't start jumping and telling me how you miss your mother. No, like, let's be serious. It is spoil cruise and I don't like it. I hate it. Okay, why will you come out? You know, say your brain, no fit carry. Okay, you see me, they smoke. I they smoke close. You collect from my hand. I no force you. Next, you sit down for Floyd, they cry. My father used to beat my mother. Jesus. The thing shocked me. Guy.
Well, Sha, apart from that,
girls, that. I don't know if I should be saying this. Girls that expect. Girls that expect me to give them head. Yeah. You dream too far. you, you know, say, if you open your skirts now, you check. Not all of you, Sha, but some. In fact, minority.
This one, a direct one.
If person, if you hear this thing and it's you. I don't need drum for studio, but if you hear this thing and it's you, please don't take it personal. Just try to maintain that area. It's very, if you want me to give you a head, maintain it. Don't think it's my obligation. I no force you. You no force me.
Remember that one. Sorry. No, this is not to attack any tribe.
Father.
But we all know.
Yeah, your father.
We all know them Igbo girls with their mustaches. How do you have more mustache than me? At all. See, how do you have more than me? Your genetics don't pass my own. And I will be kissing you, I'll be feeling something tickling me. Let me be that now. Like, yo, if you know you have tendencies of that, just do like this.
Then if you're a girl and you're into kinky shit, like you want to eat my ass, keep it in your daddy's house. Please. Please, oh.
The girls you meet used to shock
girl.
Me.
Personally, give me a six-month talk, man. I tell I'm
starting. I wear my trousers. Oh, man, I don't know about this guy, Sha. They all matter just too deep. My only red flag, Sha, I swear, in a girl is girls that don't have limits. Like,
she wants to spread no man around.
I'm telling you, like, how will you be dealing me as seeing I'm your daddy? Yeah, your father is buying Range Rover for his wife. Me, I should buy what for you? I mean, who is driving skateboard to school? I'll buy four-wheeler for you. Oh, boy. And girls who, like, don't know how to, like, okay, we're dating. It's good for you. It's like, okay for you to have male friends now. But I'm a male best friend far away. Too far.
Too far.
And that's if girls, you know, sabi speak English.
You do you speak English?
Hello, I can speak pidgin, but my English is on point. Exactly. If you are a girl, you are pretty, and you dey cap pidgin pass me.
That's terrible.
Man, like, at that point, it was be Yao Pablo or something.
You be my guy.
You be my guy. You know if you be my babe. You be tight G. You get this babe for Veritas. Okay. This one, I direct some to you. It's Okoro that is talking, you know, so you know. Your pigeon is tight. Like, Port Harcourt people won't interpret this pigeon.
And they will know Odumodu plus the pigeon.
Exactly. Why are you singing Odumodu lyric by... Okay, I can understand you're a stan, yeah. But your Odumodu should be in the song. Don't come and cap me direct. You say, I did see you, Koro Koro. No, we don't do that one, bro.
Okay, what do you guys feel about girls that build guys, girls that like money too much, that say they can't be in a relationship without
high standard?
Do you know the thing that most girls fail to realize is that they suddenly come from secondary school, yeah? They enter university and then it suddenly changes that, okay, if any guy wants to approach me in university, he has to provide this and that for me.
I'm not your
daddy. You are literally, see, minus the fact that if a guy is really interested in you, but he himself will naturally want to do that. You coming like that, I'm not your daddy. I'm not your father. If your father won't give you this thing, that means you're not meant to have it. Simple and short. You can't be expecting, okay, now we are in the same school, for example. We're all getting, let's say, roughly the same allowance. Yours might be higher, mine might be higher, regardless. But we're all getting money from our parents to sustain ourselves. So you expect me to now remove my money that's meant to keep me for 30 days to come and give it to you just as a sign of I like you. Like, the whole transition is crazy. You left like secondary school.
Yeah.
you entered university and then suddenly your mindset changes. Like, okay, yeah, let me do this. Let me, like, bro.
Lost your shoe.
Bro, it's even insulting to you, to be honest, because I thought you guys, girls would be the ones saying, like, okay, I'm on my independent shit. Like, I'm a feminist. No, don't pop. Like, bro, you can't have it two ways. You either are for it or you're not for it. You can't just pick and choose. Man, exactly. You.
For girls that build guys, I feel like as a guy, you go for a girl that your money can carry. You understand? There are people that don't even rate the cash you have. Like, they are there for you. So as a guy, if you are complaining that your baby is billing you, now you do yourself personally. Except say, like, initially, you guys were okay. Then she just switched up, let me say, out of peer pressure. But even at that, I'll still blame the guy. Now you go pick person who go pressure you. Personally, I feel it's the little things that matters. There are some girls that don't even buy flowers. There are some girls that appreciate you just getting them a book or ice cream or something. They don't need you to buy them a new phone for them to know that you love them. Yeah. Exactly.
When you start demanding, that's when it's very somehow.
Feel like you are supposed to do, but if they feel like that, I feel it's the kind of girl you picked. You pick girls of your class. Personally, if she know they so Gary, I don't know. That's a red flag. Baby girl, you should be soaking Gary. It's healthy. I'm basically blind right now, but like...
It's healthy.
But it's still healthy. It still has its health effects. Mm-hmm. I'm blind. I can't see, but in bed, I'm performing. You understand?
Oh, for me, Shah. Personally, Shah, from experience, it's okay for girls to be old guys, though.
It's okay.
I don't see any problem with it, Shah.
They do you based on what you have.
Yeah.
They should not be aiming higher than what you can provide in that form of like now if
your baby knows that okay, this guy gets like 200k a month. Yeah. Yeah. And let me say she wants to do her nails. Yeah. How much? You tell me, okay, let me say roughly say let me estimate like 20k for nails. As a guy, personally, I can do it for you. In fact, I can even tell you, like, are you not tired of these nails? Don't you want to change them? Like,
you personally like nails.
You're not supposed to... See, wait. Panda podcast. Let's focus. See, if you want to... Okay, let me say hair. Since you have brought up this nails thing, you now start making my mind think 2 weeks. Now, hair. Say you want to do hair. It's not like you do hair this week. You come next week, you do hair. For me, I cannot manage that kind of girl. There are guys that can. True. You understand? I can manage a girl that changes hair like 2 weeks. You get. If you say you've done this hair this week, next 2 weeks, you want to change your hair. And let me say, the average cost of that hair is like, give or take, 25,000. I can do that for you.
Mama, you eat curry for like 7 months, okay?
Yeah, calm down. Calm down. I did so Gary no me say I don't get money. Your father. Now, see... That's just it. You manage a girl, you can manage. Mm. It's not like they are billing you above what you can't provide. They should bill you based on what you can provide. Because there are some guys that are stingy, let's not lie. You go just the knock this babe. Just the knock him. You come, you don't even feel recharge her phone. You don't even feel buy him something. Where she goes out, she pays for her own bills. That's witchcraft, season. Sorry to say. That's you see you do it. That's why you're a witch. You can't at some point you should know like, okay, it's not a responsibility, but like it's what you should do. It's an obligation, it's not a duty. Exactly.
Okay, how do you feel about girls approaching guys?
Girls in what?
Girls approaching
guys. Approaching?
I love confident.
Oh, I swear, I love confident babes. I don't know. I like babes that can actually walk up to you. You understand? I say, hey, bro, I noticed. Hey, bro, I noticed you. You understand? That kind of thing now.
Has a girl ever approached you?
Me?
Yeah.
Skater now.
No more.
Can I ride?
No, sorry,
yes, that's come and ride. Yeah, I actually dig girls that approach boys.
You pass that to me, I'll approach you.
It's actually
when you talk about approach, yeah. I dig girls that approach boys, yeah. But your manner of approach is what matters. You can't just meet me and be like, hello, my name is, and you're tapping me. Baby girl, you're scaring me. Do you know? Like, it's scary. Like, can you just, like, try small. Apply small effort. Like, just try look human. let me meet the crazy you after. You get, don't just introduce me to your crazy side. Because, but you approaching a boy, like, it takes a lot of courage. Bro. Even guys approaching girls, it takes a lot of courage because some girls, they are Barbies, though, like bad bitches since birth. They are looking for their own Ken. I mean, it's Ken and Barbie. Uh-huh. Like, bro, I'll meet you and you're like, sorry, but you're using iPhone 7 or iPhone 6. That's an Android, though. Baby girl, take pictures with that thing. Look at yourself with that thing. Are you happy? You take pictures of your phone, you look at your two pictures with POS. Are you feel happy? No, now. And I'm approaching you. At least, okay, if you have pride, okay, your phone doesn't matter. Let me not sound somehow now. Your phone doesn't really matter, but if they approach you, even if the guy isn't fine, even if he doesn't have much, just try your best to be friendly. You don't know where you see him later. He doesn't also know where he will meet you later.
But what did they ask you?
That's just it. Manner of approach. He asked me approach. Girls approaching boys. So if she approaches you, Yusef, don't be a bastard if she's not fine. Allow her. When she's done talking, go and laugh at her. Don't laugh in her front. I'm saying this, be a gentleman. You can be a bastard later. And never allow your guys to be bitches around girls that approach guys. You understand?
Mm.
They should not just start laughing. It's very bad. You can fuck up people's self-esteem and their feelings.
With girls approaching guys, it's also the same way about guys approaching girls. The same way a girl will want you to approach them in a certain way, the same way a guy will also want the same thing. And then girls who approach guys, the confidence is turn on. Is superb, I'm telling you. So then also, some girls, yeah, like they can be looking at you, yeah. Maybe they have seen you somewhere. Instead of them to walk up and say, oh, hello, or what's good, they will stare their life out of you. I went to Biz and this girl just kept on looking at me. I was like, if you know me, because it wasn't even me that I was even vexed. It was the girl I was with.
Mm-hmm.
The girl I was with was like, yo, do you know this girl? I was like, I've seen her somewhere before. Then she was like, so why can't you just say hi? Because her other friends that were there came to say hi because like we know each other and stuff.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to say, okay, oh, yeah, this person, oh, sure. Like, just
you know yourself.
You know yourself. You very yourself. You know yourself. And then the girl that I was with was not like, yo, like this babe was ready to get physical with this girl, like, because she kept on looking like.
You go around with Power Rangers.
I was like, yo, calm down.
Don't do that.
You know yourself. You have seen me again. If you want to say hi, say hi. It's not that hard. Yeah, so off to Zoom.
Okay, do you guys feel like exes are worth going back to?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I don't know. I feel you can't see what you saw in an ex in another girl.
Mm-mm, you can't see.
You actually cannot, guy.
Can oversee you.
You cannot, guy.
It depends on what you saw. Nobody's unique.
I don't know. So I feel that in most cases, yes, it's actually worth it. It's actually very worth it.
Omo, going back to your ex.
That's
very serious topic. I don't know if any of my exes are listening, though, but there are some of you I can go back to, like in a heartbeat, like I'm back. But there are some of you. You don't deserve love. I'm telling you. How will you be cheating on me? Me, I did not cheat on you.
Tell us one of the stories.
Zuman, no be this podcast. I thought I cried like 2 hours. You understand? Now we'll go run down. But going back to your ex, sure. Because there's something you saw in this babe
that made you go there
in the first place. And no matter the mistake that she makes, there's this cloud of stupidity. After all, you are happy mumu when you're with her now. So there's this cloud of stupidity that will still be following you when it comes to that girl. And you still have a soft spot for that girl, no matter how it ended.
Mm.
So girls, listen, if you like any of your exes again, in the format guy, he still like you.
Mm.
Exactly.
That's the truth.
So, not to be philosophical.
Mm. Sorry.
But you know that this thing, but people evolve. So your breakfast that you served this babe that's your ex now, but could have corrected something in her.
Exactly.
That by the time you come back, it's like, okay, this person has changed. Like, this person doesn't have that trait anymore. So there's even this girl now that I was with. It's like every single year at that exact time, February 15th or so.
Yeah.
February 15th or so, we're back together. So there was even one time now, she was like, yo, man, I can't do this again. And then like she was like, okay, man, I'm trying to end this stuff with you. I can't be like still liking you and stuff. And then you'll be doing me like this. I just came again the next year, February 15th, we're together again. And it always lasts for 3 months. Like, it has 3 months every single year. And up to now, let me know, I actually, she has a place in my heart, for real. Like, there was even one time I heard she left, all right? And I was like, yo, we were talking now, you're supposed to tell me before you left. And the thing actually hurt me, only for me to realize that one of my guys was using as a prank. I said, God punish all of you, but it's all good. So going back to your ex, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, please do it.
Okay, how do you feel about
you can microwave the breakfast.
How do you feel about some girls that, like, let's say you do sneaky link with or you do friends with benefit with, and then they come and they want relationship?
Personally, this is Okoro talking right now. Personally, I'm a man that discusses terms and conditions before anything. I'm a businessman. I'll tell you, baby girl, we're here to be doing bad thing. No strings attached. It's a very bad character trait, I know. That's why I have it. Yes, it's a very bad one. Bad I know. You said, you were my sneaky link when I was with my babe. I've never had one, Sha, but you're my sneaky link when I was with my babe. You knew I was with somebody, but you could not allow me to be loyal. There is now when I'm with you.
You know what?
I don't say you know get sneaky link. You can't play me home and you know makes sense now. You know, so to all the sneaky links out there, really, thinking
that
we appreciate really your services. Appreciate your services are superb. They are amazing. Especially deep throat queens. Like you do a lot. Like you help it, they improve stimulus. So please just focus on that line of duty. Or when you're ready to repent. You can now look for a serious relationship, but avoid it being with that guy that you're feeling. Find another person entirely.
Friends with benefits. Love them. Appreciate them.
For them.
Yeah, but then about them catching feelings. I'm kind of person that I'll tell you straight up, like,
yo,
I'm not even like that. Like, once you tell me, okay, I'm catching feelings, this, that.
They don't see it though.
End it.
Which is
no, don't, I'm not doing. It's just simple, or. I do it another way. I know it's not a good way, but manipulation.
Obi.
You either keep the person attracted, now like leave a bit, do you get?
Yeah.
So now she's craving that attraction again. Then just between her like that, like back and forth, like exactly. So she'll be there, she'll be hooked.
That's a very bad thing.
She'll be hooked like some kind of nicotine rush. Whether this thing,
witchcraft.
See, I'm a Yoruba boy. It's just this thing. That's just how it operates. I tell you straight up. If I know, okay, if I tell you straight up, you are going to misbehave, or you end up outing everything I've done, or you end up acting up. I'll just keeping you like that. And I get bored very easily, so it's not much of a duty to me. To me, it's just like fun, recreational activity.
I feel that as a sneaky link, like, you should just, guy, appreciate what you have, guy, walai, because, what are we doing relationship for? You said you go tire, you understand? So, instead of catching feelings, guy, just stick with it, like, I actually see your points. You said you know relationship will not work, but you're catching feelings, you know?
Sorry, before we go any further, I've also been sneaky linked before, so like I have the right to say all of this. I'm not insulting anybody. I've been there, so and it's calm. I didn't catch feelings. We're all good up till like for like 3 years. She was on the side, so you get it's all good.
Okay. Do you guys feel like loving is possible? Like, do you feel like love is possible? Do you think that it is? Yeah, at this age.
Yeah.
I never loved before. No.
I never loved before.
Loving is possible, though. Leave all these things that they are saying, though. I say you never love.
If you don't love,
loving is possible, man. Loving is possible. Sometimes you don't even know when you get knee deep into what you are doing until you let her go, until you guys split up. Like, you won't even know what was happening. Like, you won't even know what you were enjoying. That's like, if you want to break up, my advice to you is weigh your life before her, after her. And girls, weigh your life before him, with him, and how you think it may be after him. Weigh what you're receiving now with what you're receiving before you make your decision. So, yeah, don't chop breakfast. No worry. Woto, then they give me on his stead, then they chop. For now, I'm taking a break for love, but I define serious girlfriend, but I just use chance advertise. So that's basically it. Just, oh, where is it? It's in shock.
Yeah, love is possible at this age.
Love is possible.
Yeah, it is. I can say currently there's someone there that I can say, okay, this person actually love her, like, for real.
Yeah.
Why did you show my line of work? No, but like, for this person, yeah, me, I'm even willing to quit all that whole, okay. If she even says no female friends, wallahi, I will listen. And funny enough, but she's not even in this school, so it's like, I will actually even listen. Like, I won't get cameras to be videoing my life. No, wallah. But like, it is actually possible, because I don't know why people think it's not. It's like saying an emotion is related to a particular age. When you're a child, you can feel sadness, happiness, love. It's still an emotion, so you can feel it regardless of your age.
You
said
you
never loved before.
I was joking.
What do you think
is possible? Love is possible, but I don't. People make it like as if it's not possible because of, like, you understand? The way people, I don't know, it's as if people used to swear for breakfast. The way they would sell you breakfast, you just make you believe that loving is the waste of time.
But
you understand?
You go back your ex, she go microwave
her. I swear, you understand? Okay. But except for that, love is actually very sweet and possible. Love is nice. You never hear Ashura.
Bastard.
Okay, now let's switch it up. What things do you think that guys do that girls don't like?
Personally, what they used to complain to that, like, to their friends about me, the fact that I'm nonchalant. I don't take my life seriously.
You can tell.
Exactly. So don't think that, okay, like, I can be serious sometimes, but it's rare. So when you're like, this boy is like, he does not love me, it's not like I don't love you, but if I start carrying the matters you bring to me on top of my head, I'm going through a lot. It will just double what I'm going through. Do you get? So it's just to tell the babe, like, okay, at this point I'm on vibes. So. I just there on vibes. So please, no add your own wahala.
Don't bring
it on to my own. Own. Mm-hmm. You understand? So anything like that, just one more, just there on vibes.
What girls complain about?
Yeah.
I don't really
you complain. Didn't you know me?
See this guy. I don't dip many things that most people dip, do you get? So like, if you see me, like, with an interaction, yeah? If you see me in an interaction with another girl, yeah, like, majority of the time, most girls have one assumption that, okay, I'm doing something, like, based on like, my gestures or something. Because I'm quite physical with most people. So then, it's like, either that or, like, me being, it's either nonchalant as well. Because it's not, because things are not that deep.
It's not that deep, exactly.
Everyone just used to, like,
just deal with vibes.
You can have a relationship with no problems. But me, I will create one problem. I like fighting small. Because when you fight, it brings out small. You understand the person more. But it's also sweet too. It's sweet. And then making getting back together again, like making up and making out. Damn boy,
what?
You say
that
boy. Okay, what guys do that girls complain about? Okay.
What you do?
Me?
This your hair.
Me, I don't do anything. No, they love me. But
shut down. It's giving Ronaldo.
Well, I feel number one self, like, to caring girlfriend shower is opening up. I don't know. Most guys, like, don't like opening up because they don't really like joining their problems with, or like, on top of their own. You understand? But I don't really know how to go deep into some because I never had that kind of problem before. But most guys, I don't know about them. You understand?
I say never love.
I don't know,
Okay, how do you feel like people should deal with breakups?
Oh boy, man,
it's not that deep.
Move on.
See, no matter how deep you were in it, like, especially people that are in secondary school now. Papa, you and her are not going to the same university. Stop it. Stop imagining. Stop it.
I actually know.
You know people that.
Yes.
Okay.
And they will listen to this.
And they, please, as you're listening, some man said, people finish my same school, same university. Now, I give you 300 level. To 300 level, if people are still as close as you are in secondary school, I will buy your wedding ring. Because there's no breaking up from there. I promise you. But Sha, to deal with what?
Break up.
Just take it in good faith. Everything happens for a reason.
You get out some people, break up with you.
Break up does not mean you should go and hang yourself. It does not mean you should drink the toll. But in case you're feeling suicidal, I sell rope. It's very effective. No, ropes, and Iman Ogunsi says he has sniper cocktail. Okay, he's giving blue cobana. Yeah, posh way to die. Exactly. So don't kill yourself over that young man or that young lady. Baba, try your best. Look at your life with the person, and your life right now, the person is no longer there. And please, when they break up with you, don't be pressuring yourself to get back immediately. Give it time. You understand? Because at that point, the person's mind is no longer with you. I've noticed that girls break up with guys 2 weeks before they tell them.
That's true. That's actually true.
They break up with guys like, no, I tell you, I don't chop. You understand?
My guy don't take notes.
I don't take notes. I've done like a full theory on this. So. Exactly. Introduction to breakfast. So, if they break your heart, know that there was something you were doing and work on yourself. And if it's just that they were just evil people, know that you deserve better. And eventually, better will come to you.
One, sometimes you don't deserve better. It's just everyone knows about that some certain relationships, people forget this stuff. It has expiring dates. Whether you want to accept it or not, your relationship is not going to last forever. If you are dating now, January, November, you might not be together. If you are going through a breakup, my guy, it's not that deep. Someone just left you. Before the person came, you were on your own. It's not that. And one annoying thing, please, if you break up, we don't care about your quotes. We don't care about your
guys, stop going to TikTok.
Stop throwing shade. Stop throwing shade with TikTok. There's
post
no need
this
to put,
picture and shepherd and sheep him.
At all. Exactly. There's no need to do, he broke up with me.
He used me.
My guy, first of all, you're not a celebrity. Whether even if you are, nobody gives two fucks. That's just the truth. That's just fact. Some people go change, single. Or single Pringle. Like, my guy, I will block your story. That managed friendship button is so sweet to press. I will remove you. I remove like 20 people because of that nonsense they put on their story. You'll be putting, like, it's not that deep. Like, you are single. You were single before, you are single after. My guy, move on. It's not marriage.
If it was marriage, it would have been different.
Well, these boys are calm. These boys are actually very calm. If she broke up with you, I'm gonna chop her mama. I swear.
And you want bitter?
I'm telling you, I swear. If not him break up with you, in Papa no fasha.
Chop him, father.
Chop him.
Okay, how should people deal with rejection? Like, you try to get a girl and.
Sometimes, Zokoro that is talking now. Sometimes, you are the cause of your rejection. Let's get this straight. Okay, let's take wrestling for instance. Okay, UFC, wrestling is scripted. They put people to fight based on their weight and other criteria. They put you in people of your class. You don't see someone in 100 level writing project defense. It's not possible. You understand?
Mm.
Baba, you know you can't manage the scale. You know you don't have what she's looking for. Don't go and push yourself. Don't go with the fact that your guys are helping you. Luck. There is no luck in this relationship thing. If they date you out of pity, that's the worst thing you can do for yourself. And out of pity is if her friends are even pressuring her, like, just try now with this guy. Just try. And those friends that are pressuring, you are witches. Let her do what she wants to do. So that later, when she chop, you not go back and tell her, oh, sorry, when you are the one that pushed her to do it. So, rejection. My brother, my sister, if you are rejected, take it in good faith. If you are still aiming for the stars, if you are still aiming high, you may just be, you will not be lucky. You may just find someone looking for what you have. It's not luck. It's a symbiotic relationship. You have what I need, I have what you need. And we flow. That's how it works. Exactly. Break and tutu. Simple.
Rejection. My guy, just move on. It's still not that deep. There was a time now that we're doing this stuff when we first came. When we first came, first semester now. So we'll play this little game. So if you will ask a guy to approach a girl, if you successfully get like a snap or whatever, yeah, then we now run transfer. So there was this day, me, I don't know, and this babe is not even 100 level. So I now went to approach her. And then it was nighttime and it was close to when we were supposed to go back to hostel. She was ordering food. So I now said, let me also go and order something as well now. So it's not like I'm just standing there like one weird guy. As I told her, she said, next time you see me, ask me. I said, your father. But I just told her, like, yo, snap. Like, you could just add back if you, or you could not add back if you want. She was like, it's not feeling it. I just carried my drink.
Take it in good faith.
Went my way and just realized, like, oh, eventually now she'll realize, or if whether she does not realize anything, it's not that there are more fishes in the sea. There are more fishes in the sea.
Sardine choke.
Yeah, actually, shall I take it in good faith? You see a better person. No matter how short you are, when you go outside, you will see the sky.
Don't be lying.
Abraham Lincoln, 1999.
Okay, how do you think a girl should deal? How do you think a guy should deal with his girl when she cheats on him?
Depends, bro. It depends. I don't believe you should go and cheat back. Oh. Don't cheat back. don't cheat back. Go see this you see. Don't cheat back. If she cheated on you,
smile.
Just if you can't take it anymore. I know guys that have forgiven their babes after they cheated on them. And they are still together now. But the cheating on you is not the one that she will do it. You catch her, you forgive her, she'll do it again. Baba, you are a vegetable. They are just using your head. Maybe it's because you have money or something. But she cannot be in a relationship with you and she's cheating constantly and there's something you are not lacking and there's something you are lacking. Do you understand? Mm. So you must be lacking something for them to be doing that thing to you. Personally, they know they cheat on me. I go sleep with your mama.
He's not joking though.
You can go and verify.
If they cheat on you, let me know that if I'm in a relationship and a girl cheats on me, I'll stay in the relationship. That's one. But what I will do to you in that relationship, you will suffer.
That's evil. You see what I'm saying? Just leave.
See, I'm Yoruba.
He has a point.
I'm Yoruba. You must reap the fruit of your actions. That's how it has to be.
Yeah.
You will also feel cheated on in that relationship. And you cannot, there's no way you tell me you can cheat past me. It's not possible. It's not even possible. And then secondly, if it's either that now, the way I can either play dumb and finish your life, right? Or I'll set you up and I'll just dip. But Sha, you must receive the consequence. Maybe I'm just talking because I've not experienced it or something, but like in my head right now, what I will do, you will suffer it. So it's just...
Are you speaking based on vice versa for boys and girls? Or just
If you're a girl, if they cheat on you, I'm going to cheat back. If you're a guy, if they cheat on you,
cheat back.
Don't go, see. Don't be posting quotes. We like shepherd and sheep, this thing.
Exactly.
So cheat back. Then let him also say, didn't you also cheat? Then we'll have that back and forth. See, I can drop my Twitter for you. So if you want this thing, if you're in that kind of situation, just tag me. Let me come and, you know, add some firewood. You know, add some to the flame.
You will enjoy some time.
Give me
2 seconds.
Give me
2 seconds.
Thank you. I've never been cheated on before, Shao. But
everything you never do.
I swear, Kai. I'm blessed. How can I say? Well, my kind of personality, if they cheat on me, I've broken up now. I don't know. You say stay in relationship and cheat back.
No, that's what I said. That's what this Yoruba team was saying.
Well, when I get shown to.
So you just leave.
Just leave, guy. I swear.
Or you just.
I won't even talk to her again. We just.
You just go stand.
We just dissolve, man.
What if she reaches out to you?
Our father.
Come along with your best friend.
Come along
with your best friend.
I just want you to get some closure.
Okay, so the thing now is that most people feel like girls don't cheat. Most people feel like it's only guys that cheat. So what is one of your worst cheating experiences that they cheated on you?
So as me and Blue, it's a bit as name wants to use, have said that we have not experienced it. We'll hand it over to the Emperor, the Conqueror, the Lion is here.
Ogoro.
No, they don't tag me as they chop breakfast. But no, Lily, I did chop. Worst breakfast experience? Apart from that babe that cheated on me and he sent me her sex tape.
Oh boy.
Damn, that's actually.
Okay, so this babe is. Let me not trade that. It will be too direct. We are not too far from me now, Sha, but. Fuck you. your mind day. But like, okay, it was breakfast experience. We're rounding up secondary school. And I told this babe, like, okay, baby girl, listen, you know it won't last for long, so let's not call it a relationship. We're just tight. And if you ask me now whether I was in a relationship with that babe, I'll say no. We were tight. Simple. And when all that secondary school was done, when I was coming to now, I started talking to someone new. I didn't know that two of them were friends. And she went behind my back. After the breakfast, we took it in good faith, though. But you know how to microwave it. You now go and you tell someone I'm talking to, a new person I'm talking to, that I'm a manipulator, I'm a liar. When we ended on good terms, that's breakfast pro. Like, that's, she remade what she gave me. Like, she microwaved the food, put it inside the fridge, and brought it out again.
She can't add the edges,
so. Ah!
She garnished the food.
So, I know, I pray you listen to this thing, Sha. You know yourself, you're in now. This babe that is, you're in now.
Swear.
And the one that they told, and the person that they told that I would cheat on her, that I'm a manipulator, you two are in now. So, two of you know yourselves. I will send you the link. Ibu, she listened to this thing. And you go and think about your lives after that. Thank you. But I manipulated you. Let me just tell you now.
Okay, so how do you feel about long distance relationships?
Stop whining yourself. Ah! Jesus! Ah! I thought you would never ask. Stop lying.
Stop deceiving.
Stop it. She's in Canada. You are in Lagos. You don't even see her some years. Let me say, you see her once in 2 years. We are dating.
Wow.
Stop it. Young man, stop it. You are family friends. You are that distant cousin that they used to tell us to write about when we're in school. Write to your cousin in America. You are that person. Stop deceiving yourself that it will actually work. And okay, sometimes it works, but like, don't feel it to be your own. No. Prepare for the worst. That's it. Prepare for the worst. Don't think we were really in love before she left. But there's someone there that is loving her too. And you yourself that is here, you are deceiving her that is abroad, that you are not doing anything. You know. You know.
But you, can you do long distance?
Me, personally, long distance relationship. You cannot fly. You can never fly. I need somebody I'm seeing. Like, the longest I can do now that I'm staying in Abuja, is Kaduna. Now I know every Saturday I can enter train and go and see you. Then I come back maybe Sunday or Monday. But anything more than that.
Okay, what about like different schools, like Nile and Base?
Nile and Base, you're still in Abuja now. It's Nile and Veritas, I don't understand. Nile and Veritas, and she's now staying in somewhere like, and you're living in Abuja and she's living in Port Harcourt. You're playing with yourself now, young man. Can you stop? You just, then you people will be on video call. Carry it down small now. Let me see where.
And you did she be back yo for that. How about find somebody that you're seeing? Although absence makes the heart go fonder, it does not mean you'll be absent for a year and madam, my heart will work to not grow fonder.
Long distance, stop doing it.
Stop it!
You're deceiving yourself, my guy. Even the girl, you're deceiving yourself. It may sound nice to say, there's someone in base I know, she's doing it too.
Hey!
But like, he comes back to Abuja now. He comes back to Abuja like two, 3 months. But like, if it's outside the country, but and you're not even in the same state, like you guys don't reside in the same state. I'm on a waste of time. Waste of time, waste of credit, waste of data.
I swear.
Because...
Because sleep.
The only time they'll come to you is if, let's say, Konji has held them down and then they cannot reach somebody at all. That's when they'll now come to you, okay.
Send me your noodles.
How far now? Me run this thing now. FaceTime? FaceTime or WhatsApp call? So it's a waste of time, to be honest.
I don't know about them, Sha, but I'm not really against long distance relationships, Sha. Yeah. I can do it now. Actually, I feel that in life you should just do what makes you happy. I swear, I'm actually telling you guys.
You won't tell yourself lies.
No. If that long does, if like it makes you guys happy for okay, that particular kind of time.
Yeah, she could listen to this podcast. In the lie.
I love you too.
Say, I love you.
Okay, finally, let's talk about this. From the last podcast, this was a topic. Do you feel like kissing is cheating or not?
I beg.
Oguzi, why you rush?
No, because I've had this conversation with a girl before. It was like, me personally, yeah, because at a point, there was a time where, like, it was greeting for me. Like, okay, like, it's not on the mouth, on the lips. It's like, it's not that deep, to be honest, because, like, if I'm a guy now, I wear a skirt. Come. I'm a guy now. Relax now. I'm a guy now. I wear a skirt. So that stops me from being a guy. It's not what you do in the relationship that makes it your relationship. Do you get? So unless you're saying like our relationship is just us doings, our doings is what defines our relationship. If I kiss another girl, it's nothing. If I was drunk, it's nothing. If my girl kisses another guy, it depends. Do you know why?
It's nothing.
No, it depends. See. If I knew from the jump, if she told me this kind of thing as well, like, okay, I do this, most people have a problem with it. Do you have a problem with it? I don't know. Because before we dated, I told her, yo, I do this. You know I do this. So is it a problem for you? The problem for you, me, I like the girl that much. I stopped it because it wasn't worth it. I actually fucked with the babe. So if it's not that, more kissing is not cheating. It's not. Me, cheating is make out.
No, not make out.
From make out and above.
Carry and go your house.
See, even all this emotional, even all this emotional stuff that you say, okay, I'm giving you emotional attention, is your interpretation of it. You are, my dear, you are highly insecure. Go and work on yourself first. You enter a relationship, they will do one small thing. I feel like. Bro, shut the fuck up. I feel like. My guy, you are not ready. You are insecure, highly. You need potent therapist. That's what you need.
Hey, kissing is cheating.
Thank you.
If I'm with it, shut up. It's your mama. Kissing is cheating, though. Why should deceive you? If you're my babe or my future babe, and you stumble upon this podcast, listen to me now. Don't go and kiss somebody. Tell me it's my bestie. We're doing it. Go and do it. Oh. Bestie, stop. We shouldn't be doing this. No. Stop it before you shouldn't be doing it. Kissing is cheating. That's the honest truth. Kissing is an intimate activity. Except both parties don't rate it as intimate. Then there.
You do rate it as intimate.
Do I rate kissing as intimate? No.
But
it's cheating. But she may rate it as intimate, so I rate it as cheating. You get? But if my babe doesn't, sweetheart, I'm not cheating on you, man. I was just simply greeting.
How are you?
I'm fine. Good night. See you later. Did you have lectures? I'm coming back from class.
See, let me also give a background why to me it's not cheating. Because
I used to kiss my mommy.
Not even that sex.
That's what he wants to say.
No. So my mom has relax now. My mom is both Fulani and Chad, right? So then we have, because Francophone countries mingle with French people as well. Mm. So I have this auntie, for example, now. She came back home. This was when I was a child. Like, she used to come around. She came. Oh, how are you? On my lips. Nobody said anything. Another one again. On my lips. Nobody said anything. And me, for some reason, yeah, I have that inclination towards this thing. I feel, je parle français, très un peu. You feel me? You feel me? Yeah. So, oui, bonne maison. Aujourd'hui, je vais vous conter l'histoire de Petit Jean. But let's not this thing yet. And see, the person that me I'm raising now, you know yourself now. We just spoke. See, if you don't like that, see, but wallahi, I will drop it. I'm not even going to lie, I will drop it. That's the truth.
What did she do?
God, I don't even know. That's the thing.
Nah, Jack.
God, it's just, see, but it's just the way she is. Like, her personality. Like, fuck with her.
Kissing is cheating. Kissing is highly prohibited. Kissing is highly prohibited.
This secondary school.
Actually, I feel it's because of like my own preference. Like personally, I can't kiss somebody who I don't like. You know, I swear, I what? Okoro is gay.
Your father is gay.
I can't kiss somebody. I can't kiss someone who I don't like. So. Yes, it's cheating.
Like generally wise, it should be labeled cheating. Not that
exactly.
Preference thing. To me, it doesn't.
But one thing you shouldn't tag as cheating is you carrying your serious babe to a party and she's grinding someone.
Exactly.
You set yourself up.
What you carry? It's dance.
It's dance.
What is like a party at party?
Okay, you carry your serious babe out. She tells you she wants to dance. You are doing, I'm rolling with the alpha male where they collect money for offering from your mom's seat. No issues. But when you are doing that, but know that she came there to have fun.
Mm.
She's not having fun with you. Mm. She's going to have it with someone else. So no two reasons now. You don't expect her to say, okay, you took her to the party or she took you there. And you're saying, I'm just sitting there, I'm having drinks. And you don't expect her to go and dance. If the dance leads to them turning her and she did a rock waist, Baba sit down and continue drinking. Oh. No cause fight. Oh. Because personally, I will tell you that you are the one being foolish. You know, saying I was serious, babe. Why are you carrying him come here? Why did you even come, you? Exactly.
See, some of these things we're saying here is just vibes. Please don't take some of these things seriously. We're just vibing. God bless you. I remain blessed.
Thank you guys for staying tuned up to this point. Please don't forget to follow us on your podcast streaming platform and follow us on Instagram and keep the conversation going with us and with your friends. We'd like to hear your opinions and what you thought about this episode. And again, if you would like to be featured on an episode, please text the official Instagram page at Midnight Shayo, or you can text me directly and text me with a topic that you feel like you would be good at. And yeah, thank you very much, guys. Keep streaming, keep putting your friends on. Love you.